My name is Christina Shosky. I'm from Bedford, New Hampshire. I'm very much into storytelling and narration, and so for this final project, I believe that animation was the best way to do so, and I decided to specify on character development and character exploration, and the idea of how events that have affected my life and how I decided to react to those events versus how I had wished I reacted to those things that happened to me. So my character, she experiences an unfortunate tragedy where she loses her parents, but also her home. And so we see her go back to school for the first time, and she is not really recovered over it. Of course, with those events, it's difficult to recover, even over long periods of time, but she is not handling it well at all. And everywhere she goes, she feels as if it's going to happen again, and maybe it is going to happen again, where everything will be lost in buildings and people. She's consistently afraid when she goes back to school, and so she feels as if, like, maybe in any moment it could all fall on her again, where she will lose everything and everyone, just as she had before. And so she reacts very poorly to her experience and proceeds to, after the animation, to react violently and inappropriately, I suppose you could say, to everything around her, and pushes everyone away. In a form of protection of herself, which is not healthy coping mechanisms. So in the beginning of the year, I had very large and grandiose plans. I won't say I planned the whole story out, but pretty close, and that's not very realistic to attack all at once. So in the beginning, I definitely made plans to tackle every single character that ever shows up, and her entire storyline, and her whole story arc. But as time goes on, I get more specific to her trauma and to her reaction, her initial reaction to her trauma, and I start to really focus on, like, how that's to be conveyed versus how I began. The most important thing to me in my whole creative process is my interactions with others, whether that be my friends or people I do not know, or even strangers I see from afar. So during my time at UNH, I would, in the beginning, I participated in a lot of organizations, and I would have a lot of serious discussions on world events, on how we're faring in our lives, whether that just be on a deep personal level or how society treats us. And I find those conversations to be very important, and they influence how I interact with the world and how my characters inadvertently interact with their world.